Yes, got it going. Ready.
I'd like to call to order the Police Pension and Disability Board meeting for March 7th, 2023. Sherry, will you please take the roll?
Yes, Mayor Woodards.
Here.
Doris Sorum.
Here.
Andy Cirullo.
Here.
Dave Lane.
Here.
Ken Monner.
Here.
Paul Schwartz.
Here.
All right.
I will entertain a motion to approve the February 7th meetings. Minutes. I haven't had enough of my tea and caffeine this morning. I'm sorry.
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes of the February meeting.
Second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. Public comment. Sherry, has any public comment been received?
None.
Unfinished business. This is continued from the February board meeting. That's a hearing aid policy. Sherry, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, so yes, we continued this based on a request we had last month for a waiver of the 5-year replacement timeframe. Mm-hmm. I provided you with a little summary from what other jurisdictions allow for length of time. A copy of the policy. So this really was a one-time request. In the 9 years that I've been back, we haven't had a request for the waiver. One of the comments at the last meeting was that that member's warranty was 3 years. And so if the warranty was over, shouldn't we allow replacement? But we do allow repairs. And again, those are pretty infrequent. So, I mean, for the most part, I think the policy that has been in place has been effective. But it was, you know, brought up that we should discuss it further. So
Sherry, I mean, I guess if we didn't do anything, we just did it on a case-by-case basis.
Well, like I said, I mean, that was that's the only request we've had to my knowledge. So yes, we could, and now that we've done it, we could continue to consider them.
And then maybe when we get three or four, then we go, okay, now it's time to change. I don't know how everybody else feels about that.
Let me throw my 2 cents in. I called Costco, and Costco warranties their stuff for 3 years, and Costco seems to be the primary provider of hearing aids. No, I don't have hearing aids, and my wife has them, and she spent a lot more money than that on hers years ago. But we have a 5-year policy, and it was suggested that maybe we go to a 3-year, just kind of fall in line with warranties. We haven't seemed to have much of a problem either way, but I would think to clean the policy up a little bit, it wouldn't be terribly disastrous of us to go to a 3-year warranty period. That was it. Those things are get warranty for 3 years, so be it. After 3 years, if they break down or something wrong, and they have to indicate in this policy that they've made attempts to have them repaired and so forth, we just kind of clean it up a little bit. We kind of bring it in line with current warranty issues with hearing aids throughout the country.
David, I'm totally open. I just made a suggestion, but I'm totally open to that. I did just look down here and I see Regent's Blue Shield is 3 years. And so that does make David's case even more appealing to me. Or compelling, just because if Regis Blue Shield, which is their insurance, is doing it for 3 years, then we are the same thing for our members. So I would go with Dave with what Dave said. Boy, I flip-flopped really quickly, Dave.
You did a good job.
And I didn't count all these, but three seems to be dispersed.
Well, no, I summarized it for you. There's a...
Oh, there you go.
5 years. 5 years is actually the
majority.
Most, yeah, for what other jurisdictions have in their policies.
Okay.
Well, after the warranty runs out, then but we still can approve the repairs if they get prior permission to have it repaired.
Yes, we've always approved. That's part of the policy that we approve repairs. Like I said, even the repairs are pretty rare. The request for replacing them sooner is rare, and repairs are pretty rare.
Yeah.
With the new digital hearing aids, is it customary for them to last more than 3 years? I'm not up on this too much.
I've done research a couple times in the past the board has kind of brought this up, and the research has always shown the 3 to 5 year time frame as a recommended replacement. And I don't have that with me now where those numbers came from, but
Sherry, any idea how many of our members have hearing aids?
Yes, because you're the second one to ask that. I believe that with police currently has 54. Is that what I gave you, Ken?
Yeah.
54. Okay, 54 members that have been reimbursed for hearing aids.
And out of how many members? Uh-oh. That's where I get in trouble.
I only looked up just who had, oops, let me see. Give me just one minute.
I think we have 146 or so regions use these costs, whatever that means.
Yeah, so that would, okay, that's a good number, Dave, because
that's what I thought too.
About
146 members that have done this. And then again, it's my only concern is this, follow the rules, just like the mayor said, maybe the
coming from the one who answers the phone, the only issue with that is I think then people are going to say, oh, it's been 3 years, I can get new hearing aids, whether they need them or not. I mean, there's a...
Do they do it after 5 years?
Oh, yeah. I had a call yesterday and he said, just checking to see when I can get new hearing aids. And I said, oh, on Friday of this week. So he was kind of tracking it, what his 5 years was, and he was perfectly content with it. For the most part, that's what they do. They just call and say, you know, when's my 5 years up? And I give them the date, and that's what they work with.
Yeah, I think one of my concerns would be if we change the policy, then you're going to have 53 people knocking on your door, whether they need them or not. I don't know, you know. So I'm still comfortable with the policy the way it is. Thinking as long as we can make exceptions and repair or replace, if that becomes necessary, I think I'd be okay with it the way it is.
Paul?
Sorry?
I was asking for your opinion.
Oh, well, the policy's worked well for me. The last that I replaced, I lost one just 4 months after the 3 year warranty went up, but I couldn't get it replaced, even though the ones I bought did not even come close to the maximum allowance there. But I waited it out until the 5 years were up, and then I requested the new ones there. And unfortunately, I went by Costco's 5 year thing there, and I went ahead and ordered them up there, and then Sherry reminded me that I needed to get permission to replace them. But I went by for a year and three quarters with one hearing aid, but I had to move it from my left ear to my right ear because my wife always sits on my right. And she's the one I have to hear. So I think the policy is okay as long as we've been fairly liberal about getting them repaired and that sort of stuff. So best of my knowledge, I think the policy would be fine, and we just got on a case by case basis there. But they have improved. The second pair I got, they're way more powerful and better than the previous ones. They're the one that I lost.
That's my only fear, is as sweet as Paul is, he went a whole year and almost 2 years without a hearing aid, and that's because people are waiting for the 5 years. I certainly don't want to.
Okay, but he lost it. It wasn't that it quit. That's another little factor. I mean, I've had people call, and we've had people call in the past say, you know, my dog ate it, chewed it up. You know, there's a fine line between the medical necessity and the, you know, just. And okay, I've also had members who have chosen to buy their own if they didn't want to wait. That has happened.
Yeah.
So there's just all kinds of variables. It's
well, Dave, I'll go back to Dave again. Dave, how are you feeling?
Well, I can see right now that I'm getting nowhere with this.
Well, Dave, so, I'm still on your side. So it's 2-2 right now, Dave. I'm listening to see where how you're feeling.
Well, the policy has worked, and we do have a good policy, and we're fortunate to have what we have. The only thing I was, after last month's discussion, the difference between 3 years and 5 years is quite a bit. But like Sherry says, she has concerns that we may get people saying, well, time to get some new hearing aids. And they're better hearing aids, just like Paul said.
Technology gets better in there. So then people just want to get better hearing aids because the technology's better, not because theirs is broke.
Have we had any data about what the new ones that are selling for $250, $300, if they're actually just amplifiers or they work? I haven't
heard anything.
Yeah, so.
I highly suspect that they won't work near as well as what you have because
there's
the technology.
Big market in them right now, so several different manufacturers are pushing them there, but. Remember at the last pension board meeting that I was attended in Chelan, they had illustrations of some highly way more technical than the previous ones we have, but the price was about double what we were allowed at the time, the ones from Italy and Germany and stuff. So I suspect that they maybe had something to do with the improvements with the type that they're selling for less money. But I don't know for sure.
And even though they have greatly improved them, there's something to simplicity. You know, you buy this stuff today and
you need a
call. It's frustrating to get the thing to work, like they say. Yes. Like, hey, getting a new iPhone. Good luck.
That's why I'd like to keep mine. Okay, so I will, I guess we don't need to take a vote if we're going to stick with what we have. So. We can, if that's okay with everybody, then we'll just move on to the next item, which is communication. Sherry, are there any communications?
None.
All right. New business, the Left Conference. I can just go ahead and entertain a motion.
Okay, that would be for registrations for myself, Dave Lane, and Ken Monner.
And Paul Schwartz.
No, Paul's not going to be able to go this year.
Paul's not going. I'll scratch Paul off my list then.
I put him on there because I wasn't positive, but I confirmed that he is not going. So
okay. So then I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. So then I will entertain a motion to approve the pension fund roll items as submitted.
I'll move to approve the pension fund roll items as submitted.
Right.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the ayes have it. Sherry, is there any other business?
I don't have anything today.
All right. Doris, the next motion is yours. And let the record show our meeting took a whole 15 minutes today.
We moved the clerk's meeting. She goes, how long is this meeting going to last? 10 minutes, 5 minutes? So I'll tell her, nope,
hey,
it went.
Hey, we went record, 15. We did record timing today, 15 minutes.
Okay, here we go. I moved to adjourn.
Second.
That was good, babe. That was good. All right, go ahead, Doris.
I moved to adjourn.
Second.
I was going to say, if nobody seconds, we're just going to stay here. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. And